位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
下午我们来继续学习末世四灾。
This afternoon, we will continue our topic, the four plagues of the end time.
所谓的末世的概念，就是主耶稣要来之前的一段时间。
The concept of the end time, it involves the time period before Jesus' second coming.
尤其是从差不多102年前真教会的出现，就是末世的开始。
Especially 100 years ago, with the appearance of the true Jesus Church, is the beginning of the end time.
就是人类历史最后的阶段。
Which is the last period of the history of humankind.
主耶稣要拯救他的百姓。
The Lord Jesus will come to save his people.
但是经过了头100年之后，这个世界会变化得很快。
After the first 100 years, the world has changed so much.
按照以西结书的预言。
Based on the prophecy in the book of Ezekiel.
也是启示录的预言。
Also, the prophecy in the book of Revelation.
当这个第四个印，启示录的第六章，第四个印被打开的时候，会有四样东西出现。
When the fourth seal referred to in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, is opened.
早上我们讲了两点。
We've talked about two points this morning.
第一就是讲到有刀剑，就是代表战争。
First, we talk about swords, which means wars.
是战争的风声，民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
There would be wars and rumors of wars, and people and nations will fight against one another.
尤其是最近国际形势更加的紧张。
And we can see that recently there is increasing tension among nations.
第二样会出现的就是饥荒。
The second thing that will appear is famine.
鼠肉的饥荒是粮食短缺。
The famine of this world that comes from scarcity of food.
像前一阵子因为疫情的关系，有一些肉的工厂停工了，肉类供应紧张。
Recently, because of the pandemics, a lot of the meat factory were shut down, and the supply of meat became scarce.
报纸上面也看到很多人去抢米啊，抢那些罐头啊，大家都是很怕没食物。
And we've seen on the newspaper that a lot of people are hoarding up rice and meat because everybody is afraid of shortage of food.
真正打仗的时候啊，你抢也抢不到。
When there's a real war break out, even if you try to hoard food, you're not going to be able to get any.
就算你能够囤粮，你能够囤多久呢？一个月、两个月，那之后要吃什么？
Even if you can hoard up food, how long can it last? Maybe 1 or 2 months, and what happens afterwards?
所以打仗的时候会饿死很多人。
So in the times of war, a lot of people starve to death.
但是更可怕的是属灵的饥荒。
But what's even more dreadful is spiritual famine.
在末世，很多人不听神的话。
At the end times, a lot of people would not heed to the words of God.
所以他们心灵极其的饥饿。
So their heart becomes starved.
好，那么下午我们来讲第三点。
This afternoon, we'll talk about the third point.
当这个第四个印被打开的时候
，When the fourth seal is opened,
就有瘟疫的发生。
Plagues will come.
我们看以西结书的14章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14.
以西结书的14章19节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 19.
以西结14章19节。
Chapter 14, verse 19.
请读。
Or if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury on it in blood and cut off from it man and beast.
从科学的角度啊，瘟疫是由病毒引起的。
Scientifically speaking. A pestilence is caused by virus.
但是从属灵的角度，它的发生的原因很简单，就是因为神对世上的罪愤怒了。
However, from a spiritual perspective, there is a simple reason for pestilence occurrence, which is God's punishment of sin.
要人悔改。
To turn man into repentance.
所以这里说啊，或者神叫瘟疫在那地流行起来。
So here it says God poured out his fury and a pestilence was poured into that land.
好像人跟牲畜都要剪除。
So it will cut off both man and beast.
自从人有历史以来，这个瘟疫常常偶尔都会有发生。
From the start of the history of mankind, pestilence have occurred many times.
当然，最近一直大家每天听新闻都是疫情，疫情。
And of course, recently, whenever you turn on the news, you hear about the pandemic.
人类历史最厉害的一次疫情是什么时候？
What is the most dreadful pandemic throughout the history of humankind?
下一页，应该是1918年突然间在世界出现的西班牙流感。
It's probably the Spanish flu that took place in the year 1918.
那当时候呢，突然间从西班牙那边开始，这个流行感冒就出现。
At that time, all of the sudden, the flu began in Spain.
大家一开始以为这是普通的感冒的一种，应该没有什么大不了。
And a lot of people assumed that it's just an ordinary flu.
但是它一传啊，传播的很快。
However, when it started to spread, it spread quickly.
还有引起 很多病人死亡,
and it caused a significant number of deaths.
所以在按照当时的记载，在短短的一两年当中，有全世界超过5亿人因为这个西班牙流感而死亡。
So based on historical records, there's an estimated 500 million deaths caused by the Spanish flu.
就是当时候全地球的人口的三分之一。
Which made up of one-third of the planet's population at the time.
这个就好像应验呢，启示录里面的第四个印里面所说的，地上四分之一的人都不见了。And
this fulfilled what's recorded in the book of Revelations that when the fourth seal is opened, one-fourth of the people would be gone.
那个时候啊，正在打第一次世界大战。At
that time, the First World War broke out.
但是因为这个西班牙流感，死人呢死的太多了。
Excuse me, it's during the First World War, and because of the Spanish flu, it caused so many people to die.
没有年轻人，没有男人可以去打仗。There's
no young men left to fight the war.
所以这也加速了第一次大战的结束。So
this facilitated the ending of the First World War.
因为没有兵员了，没有这个士兵了。Because
there's no more soldiers.
很奇怪，当时也没有什么疫苗，也没有什么抗病毒的这个药物。And
it's quite odd that at that time there was no vaccine or good treatment for the virus.
在下一页，这里告诉我们呢，在1919年的夏天呢，这个西班牙流感就慢慢的退却了。But
by the summer of 1919, the flu pandemic started to come to an end.
因为是很多得病的就死掉了，没有死掉的慢慢的有抗体了。
Because a lot of the infected died and the survived developed immunity. This is in fact the mercy of God. Because God's time has not come.
让那一次的病毒得到控制。
So that the Spanish flu was able to come under control.
那我们从属灵上来看看为什么。
Spiritually, from a spiritual perspective, we can look at the reason behind this.
1919年，那时候真教会才刚开始出现不久。
1919 is the year shortly after the establishment of the True Jesus Church.
真教会是1917年在北京登记的。The
True Jesus Church was registered in 1917 in Beijing.
几年之间就传遍了整个中国大陆。And
within a few years, our gospel spread throughout the mainland China.
再过几年就要传到台湾。And
it was spread to Taiwan.
就要传到东南亚。
And eventually throughout Southeast Asia.
神在末世要兴起他的属灵的真教会。
In the end times, God will raise up his spiritual church.
所以时间还没有到，那一次的灾病没有演变成为全球的毁灭。
So God's time has not come, and that's why the Spanish flu pandemic did not cause the world to end.
那只是其中一个告诉人类末世开始了。
It was just one of the signs to tell the humankind that the end is coming.
真教会出现了。The
True Jesus Church has appeared.
人要悔改，要得救。We
should repent and be saved.
那同样的，今天我们所面对的下一页，看到这个图，大家都紧张了，就是冠状病毒。In
the same way, today we face the COVID-19.
但是呢，这个也是其中灾殃的一种而已。This
is only also one of the disasters.
但是我们作为一个神的儿女，了解神的计划，我们也不用害怕。
And as children of God, we understand God's arrangement and plan, so we should not be afraid.
因为刚刚以西结书的14章里面有这样讲。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 14, it tells us.
我们看20节。
Let's turn to verse 20. Even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says the Lord God, they would deliver neither son nor daughter. They would deliver only themselves by their righteousness.
神已经讲了，虽然我把瘟疫让这个地上流行。
God already said, even when I send a pestilence into the land,
很多人会死掉。
Many people would die.
但是如果你是一个敬畏神的义人，你可以救自己的生命。
But if you are a righteous person who revere God, then you can save your life.
是神会救你的意思啊。
This means that God will save you.
二十节啊，有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三个义人，神救不救？
Verse 20, it refers to the righteous men, Noah, Daniel, and Job. Will God save them?
意思是说，如果他们活在瘟疫当中啊，神也会救他们。
And here it tells us that even if they live in the pandemic, God would have saved them.
但是呢，他只能够救自己哦，不能连自己的儿女都不能救哦。
However, they would only deliver themselves. They would deliver neither their sons nor daughters.
当灾难来临的时候，每一个人只能救自己。
When disasters come, we can only save our own life.
你不能说我爸爸是传道，哇，那神救我爸爸。
You cannot assume that just because my dad is a preacher, then God will save him and also me.
妈妈是执事，我阿公是长老，神也不会因为这个救你，你要自己救自己。
My mom is a deaconess, and my grandpa is an elder, so God will save me too. Not necessarily, you have to save your own life.
那如果我们在这个疫情当中，我们还是敬畏神，遇到任何事情，主耶稣也会救我们。
During this pandemic, if we remain reverent to God, no matter what happens, then God will save us.
我们知道纽约是这次疫情的中心。
We know that New York has become the epicenter of the pandemic.
最近我收到一位姐妹的见证。
Recently, I received a testimony from a sister in New York.
这位姐妹啊，名字叫陈学英姐妹。
And this sister, her name is Xue Ying Chen.
她是住在纽约的。
She lives in New York.
四月二号开始啊，哇，她这全身发烧，全身无力。
From April 2nd onward, she started to feel fatigue and weaknesses all over her.
忽冷忽热，没有食欲。
And she feels coldness and also hot at the same time. And she lost all her appetite.
她就马上啊，透过祷告组群啊，联络弟兄姐妹，发起大家的群里面帮助代祷。
And through prayer group, she requests prayer for her.
她在晚上啊，睡了只有几个小时。
In the evening, she could only sleep for a few hours.
但是她知道，她这样受苦，一定有神的美意。
But she knew that her suffering comes out of the goodwill of the Lord.
她在想啊，自己会不会得到这个新冠肺炎。
She wondered if she has contracted the new COVID-19.
祷告当中，赶紧向神悔改。
And in her prayer, she immediately repented to God.
跟神立约。
And she made a covenant with God.
答应神啊，如果这次好起来啊，我以后肯定每一次都要去守安息日。
She promised God that if she got well this time, in the future she will observe Sabbath every week.
带领我的家人来到神的面前守安息。
And she will also bring her family to observe the Sabbath.
那就睡了，迷迷糊糊在梦里面看到异象。
Then she fell asleep and she saw a vision in her dream.
看到弟兄姐妹啊。帮他祷告。
She saw brothers and sisters praying for her.
有穿红衣服的，有穿那个花衣服的。
Some were in colored clothing and some were in scarlet clothing.
他看到就得到勉励了，他知道说很多人在替他祷告。
And when she saw that, she was greatly encouraged because she knew that many were praying for her.
他家里还有几个人呢，有一些租客也是出现了这种症状。
She also had a few tenants in her house. They also had similar symptoms.
高烧。
High fever,
咳嗽,
coughing,
失去味觉,
loss of taste,
胸口啊很烫,
and they feel heat on their chest.
他看新闻也知道这些资讯，他知道百分之百不用去验了，一定中了新冠肺炎。
She's read the news, so she understood that without testing, she knew that these symptoms are probably the symptoms of COVID-19.
但是他不敢去医院，那医院里面更严重，说不定去了还死在哪里。
But she dared not to go to the hospital because there were so many infected people there, and she didn't want her symptoms to get worse in the hospital.
那她终于等到可以在视像当中啊看那个家庭的医生。
So she finally got an opportunity to see her family doctor through through a video conference.
医生跟他说啊，那我都寄一些这个试剂让你验一下是不是新冠肺炎吧。
And the doctor said that I will send you a test kit to test if you have COVID-19.
但是那些试剂因为短缺啊，迟迟都没有来。
However, because the test kits were in such a short supply, they never arrived.
医生也是只是开一些普通的这个退烧药啊、消炎药，没有什么特效，没有什么抗冻病毒的药。
And the doctor just prescribed some ordinary medicine to drive away her fever or to decrease her fevers.
她感觉自己越来越严重。
And she felt that she was getting worse.
呼吸越来越困难。
And her shortness of breath also worsened.
那整天就听到外面那个救护车啊、警车啊在跑来跑去，大概是装死人的了。
And all day long, she could hear the sound of sirens from ambulance and the police cars outside.
她真的是只心里面想说啊，这一次啊，如果不是主耶稣救我，我一定死亡。
And in her heart, she knew that if God doesn't deliver her this time, then she will surely die.
可能很紧张啊，梦里面还看到在跟魔鬼啊打枪战哦，不晓得为什么会用枪来打魔鬼，但是就是可能很紧张，哇，看到魔鬼要跟他打仗。
And in her dreams, it was very tense. She also saw herself fighting with the Satan with spears.
拖到四月十五号那一天呢。
So it came to April 15.
她就想起，她就拿一杯水。
想起。
她就想起来。
And she remembered
that 要喝水。
That she should drink more water.
喝之前呢，她就祷告。
And before she drank, she prayed.
主耶稣啊，没有什么药可以吃啊，你就帮助我。我祷告完喝了这个水，求你帮助我医治我。
Oh Lord, there's no more medicine left for me to take. Please help me that after I've drank this water, help me.
啊，闭着眼睛呢，竟然看到这个水啊变成红色。
She closed her eyes, but she saw that the water turned to red.
哦，她知道主耶稣要动工啊，要医治他。
And she knew that God was working and God was to heal her.
她觉得她是看到主耶稣宝血啊。
And she believed what she saw was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以她就喝下去。
So she drank the water.
哎，这个很奇妙。
And miraculously.
喝了之后呢，她那天晚上呢睡得比较好。
After she drank it, she had a better sleep over the night.
本来前一两个礼拜呢，每天晚上全身流汗，没办法怎么睡。
For 1 or 2 weeks prior to that, she sweat all over during the middle of the night, and she couldn't sleep well.
自从喝了那个水之后，她的身体也慢慢比较少流汗了。
But after she took a cup of water, the sweating subsided.
慢慢，她的身体就好转。
And slowly, she felt better.
她就决定，我一定要出来做见证，我一定要写下来。
And she made a determination that she wanted to write down her testimony for God.
所以这个见证呢，就分给弟兄姐妹就流传，有人在纽约那边呢还分享给我，是一个真实的，这个新冠肺炎，主耶稣亲自医治，透过祷告医治的这个见证。
So this testimony has been forwarded throughout our members, and this is a true testimony of God's healing.
这里就是圣经告诉我们的，就算有瘟疫流行。
So as here Bible tells us, even if God sends a pestilence into the land,
这些义人啊，神会帮助他，他可以救自己的生命。
God will still help the righteous, and they will be able to save their own life.
所以今天我们也不用太害怕。
So today, let us not be over worried.
下一页要告诉我们，你要学习信靠神，不要过度的惊慌与紧张。
Next slide tells us, learn to trust in God, and there's no need to be too nervous or anxious.
这个新冠肺炎已经几个月了，如果你到现在还是睡不着觉，还是整天一出门就会很害怕，甚至不敢出门，那你就太紧张了。
The pandemic has begun for several months. If even to this day you are so nervous that you lose sleep or you dare not to venture out of your home, then this means being too nervous.
你很怕接触人，很怕一出门就会死。很怕得到病毒，那你就太紧张了。
You are so afraid to come in contact with anyone, and you are so afraid to contract the virus. This means to be overly anxious.
该做的当然要做，要该洗手、该戴口罩、戴口罩都要做。
Of course, you should still do your job to wash your hands and wear masks.
但是没有必要太惊慌。
But there's no need to be overly scared.
因为你的生命在神的手中。
Because your life is in the hands of God.
我们看诗篇五十六篇的第三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 56, verse 3.
我们看诗篇五十六篇的第三节，下一页。
Psalm 56, verse 3. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
这里说，当我惧怕的时候， 要依靠你啊。
Here it says, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
我们人生会有很多时候会惧怕一些环境。
Throughout our life, there will be circumstances that will make us afraid.
惧怕会让你担心。
And when we are afraid, we will worry.
会让你紧张。
And we'll get nervous.
让你睡不着。
And we will lose sleep.
让你失去了平安。
And we will lose peace.
那你用什么来对付惧怕呢？
So how do you counter your fear?
哇，没有什么药可以对付惧怕。
There's no good medicine to counter fear.
最好的药来对付惧怕就是信靠神。
The best way to face your fear is to trust in God.
因为信心一进来，惧怕就要走。
Because when faith is in you, it will drive out fear.
神比病毒还强。
God is more powerful than any virus.
神在生命在神的手中啊。
And our life is in the hands of God.
所以我们教会也很快要开放了。
Our church will reopen soon.
因为经济已经开重开了。
Because the economy has reopened.
啊，学校也重开了。
The school will also reopen.
连商场、购物中心也重开了。
And a lot of businesses and malls have reopened too.
你也每个礼拜要出去买菜啊。
And every week you go out to get groceries.
学校也开放给学生去了。
And students can go back to school.
当然，教会在这个时候重开，就是完完全全很安心的一个安排。
So of course, at this time, the church reopens, and this is safe, and we can come in peace.
尤其是我们过去两三个月都那么平安。
Especially over the past 2 or 3 months, God has kept us so safe.
我们应该啊，能够出门了，能够去教会了，应该马上报名去教会，去来感谢神的这几个月的保护。
We should want to come to church to thank God for His protection over the past 2 or 3 months.
应该去到神的殿来敬拜。
We should really want to come to the temple of God to worship Him.
来到神的殿来奉献，感激他的保护。
To come to His house to offer to Him and to give thanks for His care.
来到神的殿是最安全的，尤其是我们现在负责人已经做好十足的准备。
Coming to the house of God is very safe, especially the church council members have made so many arrangements.
啊，所以敬畏神的人，义人得到神的保护。
So those who revere God and those who are righteous will receive God's protection.
那我们来看第四点。
Let's now look at the fourth point.
这个第四样的灾害啊，末世的第四灾就是凶恶的野兽。
The fourth plague of the end times is the beast.
我们看利未记的26章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 26.
22节。
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 22.
利未记二十六章二十二节。
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 22. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate.
这里在摩西律法里面，神就早就警告选民不要犯罪离弃神。
Here in the Mosaic Laws, God already warned His people not to sin against God.
如果你犯罪啊，离弃神，拜偶像啊，神会差那些野兽进到你们的地，把你的人吃掉，把你的人灭绝、吞灭。
If you sin and you forsook God and worship idols, that God will send wild beasts in among you and rob you of your children and your livestock.
当时以色列人进到迦南地啊，其实还有很多野兽，因为人很少，野兽就多。
At the time when the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, there were a lot of beasts because there were few men, and therefore the beasts were widespread.
神会保护以色列百姓。
But God was to protect the Israelites.
但是如果神把保护一拿走了，那些野兽就可以进来去吃人了。
However, when God removed His protection, the wild beasts would come and attack them.
我们最近看新闻啊，因为这个 lockdown 啊，那个封城。初期啊，因为大家都不敢出门，外面都没人了，所以那些野生动物就跑出来了。
We've all heard news that at the beginning of the lockdown, because a lot of people are staying home, we can see wild beasts coming into the streets.
所以当时来说啊，真的有这种野兽出来吃人的那种情况。
And at that time, there were wild beasts coming to attack people.
但是今天呢，其实野兽还怕人呢，人那么多，野兽出来可能还怕。
Of course, nowadays when the beasts come into our street, because there are so many people, they will be afraid.
那从属灵的意义，到底这个野兽代表什么？
So from a spiritual perspective, what do these beasts signify?
首先呢，第一下一页就是代表那种阻挡福音的人，就是好像野兽一样的可恶。
First, the beast signified those who antichrist.
我们看哥林多前书的15章32节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章的32节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 32. If in the manner of man I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
保罗在回想他当天在以弗所传福音的时候，遇到很大的阻挡。
Here, Paul remembered that when he was preaching the gospel in Ephesus, he was faced with great opposition.
这些阻挡他传福音的人，大部分是犹太人。
And most of those who opposed his gospel was Jews.
鼓动当时的当地人来攻击保罗。
They stirred up the locals to attack Paul.
也有在当地是做偶像的那些工业手工艺人员。
And some of them were idol makers.
因为大家如果信了耶稣了，都没有人买偶像啊，没有拜偶像啊，所以他们当然要去来斗保罗啊。
Because if people believe in the Lord Jesus, nobody would purchase their idols anymore. So of course they have to attack Paul.
对保罗说啊，我在以弗所传福音的时候，我同那些野兽战斗啊。
So here Paul was talking about when he was preaching the gospel in Ephesus, he has fought with beasts.
属灵的狮子老虎啊，其实可怕，但是不是最可怕。
The lions and tigers in a spiritual sense is scary, but it's not the most scary.
它也可以杀你的身体，但是不能杀你的灵魂。
They could kill your body, but not your soul.
但是那些阻挡福音的人啊，被魔鬼利用。
But those who oppose the gospel, they were used by Satan.
哇，尤其是啊，他们要凶起来，要杀基督徒，要逼迫基督徒啊，就好像野兽一样。
When they are fiercely opposing and persecuting the Christians and wanting to kill them, they are turning into like ferocious beasts.
所以我们今天基督徒在末世啊，也会碰到很多野兽。
Today, as Christians living in the end times, we will also meet with a lot of beasts.
我们很善良啊，好像绵羊一样。
We are good and kind like sheep.
但是不能只当绵羊。
But we cannot just be sheep.
主耶稣说，你要灵巧像蛇啊。
The Lord Jesus asked us to be smart as snakes.
为什么
？Why？
那你只有存粮，你呆呆的、傻傻的，人要杀你，你就去给人家杀。
Because if you're only good and kind, you are too simple. And when people want to kill you, you will just let them.
人家要害你的，你还以为人家帮你。
When people want to harm you, you believe that they're trying to help you.
所以我们基督徒啊，也是要灵巧。
So as Christians, we also have to be smart.
记不记得主耶稣在世上被魔鬼试探的时候，他在旷野。
Do we remember how Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness?
圣经记载啊，魔鬼虽然离开了，但是还是很多野兽在他身边。
The Bible records that even after the Satan left, there were still a lot of beasts around him.
所以我们今天也是一样，基督徒要小心世界的险恶。
Today we are the same as Christians. We have to be careful of the schemes of the world.
不然的话，傻傻的被外面的野兽吃掉了，你的灵命你都不知道。
If we're too simple, beasts would come and eat up our spirituality, and we wouldn't even know it.
但是这个野兽还代表什么
？What do these beasts also signify?
下一页告诉我们，在启示录里面有记载两只兽。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about two beasts.
哦，这两只兽啊，都很可怕。
And they are both very scary.
对神的选民呢来说啊，是非常大的挑战。
They pose a big challenge to the chosen ones of God.
那么今天来简单的讲讲，到底这两只兽代表什么
？And today we'll briefly talk about what do these two beasts signify.
首先，我们来看第一只兽。
Let's first look at the first beast.
我们看启示录第十三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13.
十三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name.
好，我们来先介绍第一只兽啊，非常的可怕。
Now let's first talk about this first beast.
这只兽呢是从海中上来的。
Here it says that it came out of the sea.
我们知道一般的动物啊，野兽啊，不会从海中上来，但是这只兽从海中上来。
We know that most beasts would not come out of the sea, but this one did.
海呢，代表啊，这种不平稳的世界。
The sea signifies an unstable world.
在末世越靠近主耶稣来，这个世界就越来越不平稳、不安定。
In the end time, as the second coming of the Lord Jesus approaches, the world will become more and more unstable.
那就好像这个图画里面所尝试要画出来的，这只兽啊，有七个头，十个脚。
Just like what this picture tries to depict, this beast has seven heads and ten horns.
头，这是代表领导者。
Head signify leadership.
脚，这是代表权力。
Horns signify power.
圣经里面七跟十都是代表完全的意思，就是很多很多很完全。
In the Bible, 7 and 10 are both numbers that signify completeness, which also signifies many.
所以这只兽七个头十个脚代表一种敌对神的政治权力跟集团的出现。
So this beast with seven head and ten horns, they signify the power and authorities of Antichrist.
下一页也是告诉我们另外一种描述啊，当然没有人知道它exactly长怎么样，但是反正就是七个头十个脚，很可怕。
This next picture also depicts the same beast. Of course, nobody knows what it really looks like, but based on the description of Revelation, it's scary.
但是呢，它的可怕是在它的这种特征。
Its traits makes it scary.
好，它有什么特征呢？
And what traits does it have?
第一节这里说啊，它头上七个头都有亵渎神的名号。
First, it says that on its head a blasphemous name.
啊，原来这些有权力的集团、势力、国家，他们是敌对神的。
So the powerful organizations and authorities of the earth, they are anti-Christ.
我们知道，当一个人相信神的时候，他会赞美神。
We know when a person believes in God, they would praise God.
那有一些人不相信有神，他们就根本就不会讲神什么。
And those who don't believe in the existence of God, they won't even talk about God.
但是有另外一种人呢，他们是讨厌神，他们不但只不相信神，还会讲一些亵渎的话出来。
But there's another group of people that not only do they not believe in God, they hate God and they will blaspheme against Him.
那第一只兽呢，它是针对神而来的，这种文化也好，它的思想也好，都是敌对神的。
So the first beast comes in opposition of God, and in regards to both the culture and thinking, they are opposing God.
甚至它会强迫在它里面的被管辖的人呢，讲出一些亵渎神的话。
They would also compel those who are under their power to say words of blasphemy against God.
再来呢?
Next.
我们来跳到啊，我们来看下一个，这个兽啊，这个是它的一个特色，它的颜色啊，大淫妇啊是红色的。
This beast has red as its color, which signifies sexual immorality.
那这个它的这个红色为代表啊。So
red is the color of the beast.
因为这个是非常的罪恶。Because
this is the highest level of sin.
我们来看这个以西结书23章。Let's
turn to Ezekiel chapter 23.
当时的这个大淫妇啊，也是骑在兽上面的。
At that time, the harlot also rode on a red beast.
圣经那种象征啊，说它是红色的，这是巴比伦人。And
Babylon was also signified by red color.
好，我们看这个以西结书23章14节。Let's
turn to Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 14.
23章14节。Chapter
23, verse 14. But she increased her harlotry. She looked at men portrayed on the wall, images of Chaldeans portrayed in vermilion.
这里说了，加勒底人，加勒底人就是巴比伦人呢，他们的战袍啊是红色的。Here,
Chaldeans, which also means Babylonians, they're.
巴比伦他们是红色的。战袍。 巴比伦的颜色是红色，
red,
加勒底人敲点啊，
signifies their color.
用单色，单就是红啊。圣经里面呢，对十四节，单就是红，用红色所画的加勒底人的画像。
So here, the images of Chaldeans, they are portrayed in color red.
哇，所以这里告诉我们，原来这个兽啊也是红色的。
So here it tells us that this beast is also red in color.
我们看启示录十七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse
3. 启示录十七章的第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
这里要告诉我们，用另外一个角度，这只兽啊，是七头十脚的兽了，它其实是红色的兽。
Here also tells us that this beast with seven heads and ten horns is a scarlet beast.
那我们先放在头脑里面呢，为什么是红色的呢？
So let's first think about why it was scarlet.
自古以来，有哪一些国家敌对神的集团喜欢用红色代表他们的国家呢？
Throughout history, how many nations who are anti-Christ have red as their color?
我们继续看下去哦。
Let's continue on.
这个兽啊，它手中有金杯啊。
This woman has a golden cup in her hand.
这第十七章的启示录十七章第四节。
In Revelation chapter 17, verse 4.
哇，他很多的珠宝啊，珍珠啊，还有的手中有金杯。
The woman is arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones, and also having a golden cup in her hand.
金杯很漂亮啊，但是里面装什么？
A golden cup is very beautiful, but what does it contain?
里面很淫乱啊。
It's full of filthiness.
这个代表物质文明越高的社会，他们的道德生活越败坏。这个都是自古以来都是这样。
This signifies that as the level of civilization grows, the moral corruption also increases.
你穷人种田，住在乡下，没有夜总会，没有卡拉 OK， 没有按摩店，对不对？没有办法乱交男女朋友，那边都是很穷的地方。
When people are poor, they do farming in remote areas. There's no nightclubs. There's no bars and there's no questionable massage places.
现在物质发达了，金杯了，外面很漂亮，但是里面都是污秽啊。
But now with material abundance, we have a golden cup in our hand, but it's full of filthiness inside.
还有呢，这个兽啊，它也会逼迫信徒。
Also, this beast also persecutes Christians.
刚刚我们所看的这个兽啊，它有强迫第十三章啊。我们看回来启示录第十三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 13.
十三章的第四节。
Chapter 13, verse 4. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?"
这里说他也逼迫这些信徒啊，强迫那些人要拜他。
So here it says that the beast force people to worship him.
那古代啊，有一些敌对神的兽的国家，也曾经逼迫基督徒要他去拜那些王帝。
In the ancient times, there were also nations that opposed God and forced Christians to worship idols.
我们下一页了，已经在下一页了啊。我们已经很多页了，不是？我们现在就二十页，啊，20。第二十页，好。所以啊，这里说这个敌对神的这种兽性的国家会逼迫基督徒。
So there are nations that act like ferocious beasts that persecute Christians.
我们看这个图片哦，当时下面那个是现在，如果你去罗马斗兽场看到的古迹，哇，很漂亮啊，拍照啊，对不对？世界古迹啊。
Let's look at the slide. The picture below is the Colosseum in Rome that you see today. It's very beautiful.
但是呢，其实在2000年前，在罗马的竞技场里面。
But 2000 years ago in Rome.
很多基督徒啊，被那边啊放在喂狮子啊，这样子给大家看，哇，然后放狮子出来把基督徒咬死。
A lot of the Christians were thrown in the Colosseums, and they would release a lion to kill them.
就是因为基督徒不拜罗马皇帝。
And it's because the Christians refused to worship the Roman Empire.
拒绝跟他们一样的拜偶像。
And refused to worship idols like them.
所以这当时的兽啊，圣经说啊，喝了很多基督徒的血。
So the Bible describes that at that time the beast drank a lot of blood of the Christians.
那这个不单只是古代发生，在不同的时期，在末世更会发生。
This didn't just happen in the ancient times. Throughout history, and especially in the end times, it will happen.
下一页，我们会进入很快，当这个四个印，第四个印打开的时候，会很进入这个大逼迫的时期。
After the fourth seal is opened, we will quickly enter into a period of great persecution.
我们看回来，启示录十三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 13.
第五节,
verse 5.
十三章的第五节, 这个兽出来了,
chapter 13, verse 5, it described the appearance of the beast.
第五节,
verse 5. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months.
这种兽性的集团、国家、权力，他说大话，很夸口啊，根本不怕神啊。
So the organizations or nations that act just like this beast, they will speak great things and blasphemies. They have no fear of God.
所以启示录这里说啊，他们可以任意而行42个月，这是三年半，这是一种象征的时期。
So here in Revelation, it says that they will carry on for 42 months. This period is symbolic.
这个时期就是所谓的最后的主耶稣来之前的基督徒面对最大逼迫的时候。
This period refers to the last period before the coming of Jesus, which is the greatest, which is the period of the greatest persecution of Christians.
差不多在2000年前，主后的70年开始，罗马政府、罗马帝国全面性的迫害基督徒。
Around 2000 years ago, at around 70 AD, the Roman Empire greatly persecuted Christians all over the land.
当时候罗马皇帝就是尼禄。
At that time, the Roman Empire was Nero.
他是一个有点神经的人，也很狂傲的人。
He was a bit of a psychopath and he was very arrogant.
他想要改建罗马城。
He wanted to change the Roman Empire.
但是罗马城那么旧，怎么改建呢？一定要把它拆掉啊。
And he wanted to change the Roman city. It was very old, so he should he tear it down and rebuild it?
但是随便你去拆人家的房子，人家怎么肯给你拆？
But if he was about he was going to just tear down all of the people's houses, they would not let him.
所以他就派人在罗马城放火。
So he sent his men to start an arson.
当时的房子都是木头啊，很容易烧的，所以一下就整个罗马就烧起来了。
And at that time, because the houses were made of wood, so the fire quickly spread throughout the city.
那个尼禄王呢，出去放消息，说啊，谁放火的？是基督徒放火的。
And Nero spread a rumor that the fire was started by Christians.
就是假新闻啊，原来这个假新闻啊，在2000年前早就有啊，大家都很容易相信假新闻。
So this is fake news. So we see that propaganda actually started 2,000 years ago, and everybody believed in it.
所以一夜之间啊，整个罗马帝国里面大家很讨厌基督徒。So
over the course of just one night, people in Rome hated Christians.
那罗马王呢也开始在抓基督徒了。这个时候就抓他们去喂狮子啦，钉十字架啦，把拿去烧啦。And
the Roman Empire started to attack Christians. He would capture them and have lions eat them up.
这样的这种大逼迫啊，持续了一段时间。And
this kind of great persecution lasted for a period of time.
很多基督徒死掉。Many
Christians were killed.
没有死掉的也要躲起来啊，在地下聚会。And
those who were not killed, they had to hide and hold services in secret.
所以这个兽一出来啊，基督徒就要躲了，要逃命了。那个时候没有办法聚会啊，没有办法传福音啊。So
as soon as the beast came out, Christians were scattered, and they had to run for their life. And at that time, they could not hold services.
这就进入主耶稣来之前最后的阶段，最大的考验。And
this is entering into the last period before the second coming of the Lord.
我们看马太福音24章。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。Matthew
chapter 24.
15节。Verse
15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place,
16节,
then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
17节。
17. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house.
哇，这个告诉我们啊，当这个大逼迫出现的时候啊，很危险。
Here it says that when the great persecution comes, we will be in great danger.
那当时候有罗马的这个政府。
At that time, they had the Roman government.
好，那以后呢？按照历史呢，也出现了很多啊，不同的。
And throughout history, many other different authorities appeared.
其实啊，下一页告诉我们，这兽背后的力量是魔鬼。
And the next slide tells us that the force behind the beast is Satan.
因为刚刚说了，13章第3到5节说，这个兽背后是龙啊，是龙给他力量的。
Because in Revelation chapter 13, it says that the dragon was behind the beast. It was the dragon giving the beast power.
这个头啊，一直被打伤啊，但是这个兽没有死掉。
Its head was wounded but not destroyed.
代表什么
？And what does it mean?
一个敌对神的政权国家。衰败了，但是另外一个要兴起了。
That an authority that is antichrist may be diminished, but another nation that is also antichrist will rise up.
我们来看下一页啊，在历史当中啊，出现了好几个非常有名敌对神的政权。
So next slide it talks about the power and government that oppose God.
啊，第一个就是巴比伦啦，我最左边那个是红色的。我刚刚为什么讲大家要注意为什么它是用红色代表？巴比伦的士兵是红色的。
First, it's Babylon, and it's depicted by the picture on the left. The armor of the soldier is also in red.
第一个文化国家把圣殿毁灭的就是巴比伦。
The first culture and the first nation that destroyed the holy temple of God is Babylon.
第二个希腊帝国西楼基王朝也是逼迫犹太人很厉害的毁坏圣殿。
Second is the Seleucid Kingdom.They also destroyed the temple.
啊，他逼的是犹太人呢吃猪肉。
They forced the Jews to eat pigs.
把那些外邦的偶像啊带到当时的圣殿里面。
And they brought in idols into the holy temple.
再来，罗马帝国也是很有名逼迫基督徒。
Next, the Roman Empire was also notorious in persecuting Christians.
刚刚讲过的。
We've talked about it.
还有在上一个世纪出现的苏维埃主义，当时的苏联。成立之后，大大的迫害当时的在国家里面的基督徒。
Also, during the last century, when the Soviet Union was first formed, they immediately persecuted the Christians in the land.
关教堂、杀神父、杀一些基督教的领袖，非常的多，历史这边都有记载。
They shut down churches, they persecuted Christian leaders, and they killed priests. These were recorded in history.
所有的这些背后的力量，其实都是龙。
And all the force behind these is from the dragon.
以后还会再出现。
And they will appear in the future.
大家要放在心里面。
We have to keep this in our hearts.
圣经早就讲了，这些是有什么的特征。
The Bible has already told us the traits of the beast.
啊，如果有一天我们真的会碰到大逼迫，怎么办呢？
So one day, if we are really faced with great persecution, what should we do?
下一页。
Next slide.
我们要求主减少那个日子。
We should ask the Lord to shorten the days.
我们看马太福音24章20节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 20.
20节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 20. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath.
21节。
21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be.
22.
And unless those days were shortened, no flesh will be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
主耶稣讲了，那时候的日子会非常的艰难。
The Lord Jesus has told us that there will be great hardship during those days.
你那个时候如果还能够祷告的话，祷告最好不要碰到安息日，因为安息日要逃跑，不方便啊。
And when you are living during those period, you should pray that your flight may not be on the Sabbath because it's not good to run on the Sabbath. And it better not be in winter either because it's too cold to run.
你看现在夏天，跑在外面你不用盖棉被也不会冷死。一个冬天零下5度，你在外面睡觉会不会冷死？
Now it's the summertime. If you flee during the summertime, you can still be kept warm during the night. But if you flee during winter time, you might be frozen to death.
21节说, 那时候大灾难, 从世界的起头直到如今都没有这样子。
Verse 21, it says that there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world.
你们说啊, 传道不要一直吓我们啊, 今天听了整天都好像很可怕。
Some people might say, stop scaring us preachers. I've heard the sermons today and for the entire day.
我们当神的先知、当神的代言人，不能只是说，哎呀，都很好哦，都很平安哦，没事了。过了几个月之后啊，大家又可以出来啊，吃饭跳舞啊，玩啊，都平安了，不能只讲这个。
As God's prophet and as God's spokesman, we cannot just preach good message and tell you that everything will be okay and everything will be at peace.
不要心里想，等疫情过了，我又回到以前的生活。
Do not think in your heart that as soon as the pandemic's over, I will just resume to my life.
整天顾着吃吃喝喝，去哪里旅游，去哪里享受。
All day long, I think about what to eat, what to drink, where to travel to, and what kind of other luxury to indulge in.
不是不可以去做那些事情。
It's not that we can't engage in those.
但是你要知道这个世界是进到什么的阶段。
But we have to understand which stage we are at.
你要知道你剩下多少的时间。
We have to understand how much time we have left.
有多少时间可以追求自己的信仰。
How much time do we have left to pursue our faith?
你现在教会还可以开，下个礼拜还可以开。 现在教会还可以开吗？下个礼拜还可以开啊。
Now the church can still open, and we will reopen next week.
告诉大家，大逼迫一开始，教会就关了，直到主耶稣来了，没有办法再听道理，没有办法，连网上可能都没办法。
But I tell you this, when the great persecution starts, the church will be shut down, and there will be no more service until the end of time.
你那时候才想说我要多聚会，对不起， too late.
If you only remember at that time that you want to come to service, it's too late.
啊，我想洗礼，我们悟道了20年了，我还没有洗礼，我现在可以洗礼吗？ Too late.
All of a sudden, you want to get baptized. You know that you've been truth seeking for 20 years, and all of a sudden, you want to get baptized, but it's too late.
对所有的传道啊、执事啊，大家都逃命了，没有办法了。
All the preachers, deacons, they are fleeing for their life.
你想要做圣工，对不起了，教会都不开，做什么圣工？没有教会了，那个时候大家分散了。
At the time, if you want to do holy work, there's no more left because people are scattered.
终于政府一道命令来，所有就关起来了。When
the government passed down a decree, everything will be shut down.
你不要以为这个不可能。Don't
think that this is not possible.
现在这种文化，现在这种思想，根本就是敌基督的。The
modern day culture is completely anti-Christ.
哪一天遇到什么事情，谁知道？And
you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
你看最近这个疫情。
Let's look at the pandemic.
我们在华人在温哥华走出去啊，都可以被人家歧视啊、骂脏话、推倒啊。这个以前怎么可以想象？我们温哥华华人那么多，谁敢欺负我们？As
Chinese, when we venture out home, we can be discriminated, we can be spit on, and we can be pushed to the ground. This is something unimaginable in the past because we have so many Chinese in Vancouver. Nobody can pick on us.
有些人觉得说，你这个病毒是中国来的，你们都是中国人呢，所以要报复啊。
But now a lot of people think that the virus originated from China, and therefore they want to take a vengeance against the Chinese.
如果有一天有些人说你们这些基督徒都是你们害的，说我们世界才那么惨，他就必迫害基督徒了。
If one day somebody were to point fingers at Christians and say that this world has become so miserable because of you Christians, then we are in trouble.
所以我们不要活在那种假象，说哎呀，这一切世界都会恢复的很美好，我回到以前的生活。
So do not live in an illusion that everything will resume to the wonderful state it was in.
我们要更加要警醒。
But we have to be especially vigilant.
因为这个疫情告诉我们，主耶稣更快要来了。
Because this pandemic tells us that the Lord is coming soon.
现在这七头十脚的兽都还没有出现。
The beast with 7 heads and 10 horns has not yet appeared.
至少在我们身边还没有出现。
At least it has not appeared around us.
一出现你就没有机会。
But as soon as it appears, there's no more chance.
所以我们如果真的是要求神保守。So
we truly have to pray for God to look after us.
如果真的碰到，有哪一天你碰到？
So if one day we are really faced with great persecution,
你要求,
we have to pray.
求神减少那个日子,
and ask the Lord to shorten the days.
22节也讲了，如果那个日子太长了，譬如说真的是熬练很多年了，很久啊，没有一个人可以撑得住。
Verse 22, it says that if the days were not shortened, then no one would be saved.
但是如果大家向神祷告，哦，那一天可以短一点吗？神会听。好，为了选民的缘故，短一点，不要太长。
But if everyone prays together for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
所以有时候我看到那些啊，在主里面已经离世的哦，主耶稣已经把他接回天国的，啊，不用碰到这种事情，也是个福气。
And sometimes I look at those who have been called to the heavenly home by the Lord in Christ, and I took comfort that they never have to see the end times.
我们不要像世界上一样，一定要长命百岁，哇，一百岁那个才是很有福气。不要这样想，圣经没有这样说法。
We don't have to be like the people of this world that chase after longevity. The Bible never tells us to do this.
神给你多少就多少。
Whatever length of life God decides to give you, that would be it.
神把你所爱的人接回去，那他不用看到这些苦难。
And when God calls back the ones you love, to Him, it's to save them from the disasters to come.
如果我们活得够久，有够长命，碰到这个寿，碰到这个怎么办？要忍耐到底。
And if we live long enough to be faced with persecutions, so what should we do? We have to endure to the end.
十三节，唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。
Verse 13, it tells us that those who endure to the end will be saved.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
408首。
408.